Tyler Pevens, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Hi.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Is that okay now?
Yes.
Excellent.
Good.
We had some problems recently in a business type of way.
Ah, are you talking about...
Gold, gold, always believe in your soul. I've got the power.
Did I ruin everything?
No, I think I did.
I found the answer to our problems.
Great.
It was much closer than we thought.
Okay.
Picked up the car yesterday at the airport.
Yeah.
And I went to city centre.
Right.
Went into Carrefour to get some thank you gifts for everyone that's been my chauffeurs.
Yeah.
Look what I found.
What did you find in Carrefour?
She's got a picture on her phone of...
Gold! Gold!
Gold, gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible.
So all we needed to do
is
go down to the beach.
Just go down to Carrefour.
Needs anyone to come over from Ghana.
How ridiculous of us. Stupid.
And now, radio listeners.
Robin Banks.
You idiot.
I know. can we do that one again?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, come on. Come around.
Right then.
She's just deleted a video. And what are you doing this for? Snapchat?
Is this... My Instagram. George Ryland.
Your Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, it's not even the radio station. Okay.
No.
Let's do it again as we did it the last time. Okay, okay. Here we go.
Because people keep asking us if we actually get on in real life. Yeah.
All right, stop recording.
I don't like it though.
Stop.
Ow! Amazing.
I actually think that was a better take.
I do, yeah. George Ryland on Instagram.
Hello.
Good morning. This
Hello.
Is the dark side calling.
Yes, yeah.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Dude.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you. We were listening last night and just glee in our voices, in our faces when you mentioned us. You went on and on and on and chatted about us and it was lovely. It just felt all warm inside.
Green George, and what were you?
Yeah, I was Darth Vader, I think.
I think you were, actually.
No, I was Darth Vader.
Darth Vader Robin.
Yeah, I was Darth Vader. But thank you, seriously.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Yeah.
You're most welcome.
Now, George had one job last night.
One job.
Because when you came on, it was about, what was it, about 20 to 10.
Yeah.
And you said on the radio, on your show, you said, oh, I've got to say hello to a few people. I went, George, get your phone out and video this. Come on. So she went down her handbag. Dude, look, right, she got it out. She put it on video. She hit the red button before you started talking about us, before you mentioned our names, right? And now you spoke about us for what? About 5 minutes on your show last night with that girl? Who was that girl you were talking to?
Sayed Basma.
She sounded lovely. Her kids sounded lovely too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very well behaved.
Very well behaved. And we were recording our reaction to the request, to our names
such
on the radio.
A funny video.
And you talking about us. I mean, the video was hilarious.
It was.
If it was longer than 2 seconds and George's thumb didn't obviously press the red button again. You know when you do a video and you go, oh, wow,
yes,
nailed that.
It.
First take, nailed it.
Yeah.
We couldn't have any more takes.
Yeah.
And in my head, when George went, yeah, she put her phone back in her back, I'll WhatsApp that to you later. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to send this to Chris Fisher. He's going to love it.
This is going to be so funny. I'm going to laugh at this so many times.
But she mucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have 2 seconds of her face smiling at the camera if you want.
I wouldn't know. It's not attractive.
It's not. Yeah, don't do it. But listen, dude, seriously, thank you so much. Thank you. It made us feel all warm and special.
We're on the radio.
Yeah.
We're on the radio.
Especially when you hear your name on the radio.
Oh, but dude, it's lovely. It's lovely. Even
so we'd wake you up to thank you first thing.
Yeah. Right, he likes that.
He does.
He's a radio dude. He likes that. Okay, listen, you have a good one, and thank you very much.
You too. Take care.
All right, yeah, good take night. Care. Go back to sleep. You're not going to the toilet again, are you? Because he was doing that last time we called him. He sent me a message and went, I had to get up to answer the phone. Then I went to the toilet.
I did not need to know that.
I know,
that's
but...
That's over-scaring.
Yeah. We're all mates. That's what we do. See you later.
Cheers, buddy.
Good night. Goodbye. get
up and dance. Woo! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up.
This is High FM.
Oman. This is Robin Banks, and George Ryan's bopping along to this.
I'm having a dance.
Bopping to the BS. The man with the world's largest Star Wars memorabilia collection has
asked
fans to help him recover $200,000 worth of stuff allegedly stolen by a mate of his.
A mate?
A friend of his. Now, he would do it himself, but I'm guessing he hasn't left his bedroom for so long that the doorknob's seized up. Get up!
Get up! This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
This is High FM and myself and George's Iftar Tour.
The 2017 Iftar Tour. I've already named this. It's hashtagged.
It rolls on. On Friday night, we went to the Intercon.
It is the Musandam. Well.
What?
That's where we ended up. Where we originally went was a little different.
I completely forgot about that.
That's the best bit of the story.
So we go in, okay? There's the four of us. I'm there with my wife and Annie, my five-year-old. And there's a sign that says Iftar.
Because I was thinking I'd be in the Musandam over to the left.
Yeah.
And you very purposely went to the right. And I thought, oh, okay, there's a
That's because the sign said Iftar this way.
So I didn't see the sign.
So we all went in there and it was very light.
And everyone was very dressed up.
In traditional garb. In fact, we were the only non-local people that weren't there. But that was cool.
Yep, and it was big tables.
Very big tables where we'd have to kind of share. And I thought, well, okay, this is the way it goes then.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's like Wagamamas back in the UK.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I had a little look because I don't want to sit right in the middle of someone. I asked this dude, I said, oh, is this the Iftar? And he said, yes.
And there was a buffet table, thought... Okay, then.
Right,
you know, you go through that stage of picking who to sit with. You kind of glance around going, yeah, hello.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was doing it. Where is the less offensive place for us to sit?
Who's going to be least annoyed when I come sit next to them?
And then the dude came back up to me and he went, this is the private Iftar.
That explains a lot.
Right. So we made our excuses and left that one, the private Iftar.
Quite quickly.
Yeah.
Like the Iftar tour doesn't necessarily mean we have to all of the Iftars. You can have a private one without it.
We could have got another one in, though, at the same night, but we didn't. So we went to the Musandam and walked in there. First person I see, it's Boring Meres!
As you loudly announce, Boring Meres!
Boring!
My five-year-old, why is he boring, Daddy? Let's talk about that later. And it's so lovely, and he's got such a lovely family.
Yes.
Such a lovely, lovely family. I had some dad time outside with Boring Meres. And
you cornered him.
Well, I just went up to him afterwards. That's all right, mate.
Since you gave him your number.
Yeah.
He kind of seems to be avoiding you.
Do you think he's avoiding me?
I think definitely he's less keen now.
Why is that? We all took part in the raffle, which everybody can take part in if you visit the Intercon. There's prizes there, like spa treatments and vouchers for restaurants.
And
the big one.
The big one.
It is a family holiday, including flights, to Dubai.
Yes.
Now, if we do happen to win this, George, because I had three raffle entries on my table.
Yeah.
If we do win this, then you're going to be a member of our family.
So will I be like Annie's sister? Because then I would be older than my mother.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because I think you could pass for at least 14.
But only until we get to Dubai and then I'm away. I'll see you on the flight back. Robin
Banks. Now, this is a new one. As a 29-year-old guy, his name's Timothy Glass Jr., he shot another man last week. Now, fortunately, there are a few details about this that makes the whole thing a lot less deadly and far more unusual.
Was it a Nerf gun?
Nearly. There are three details I want to share with you.
Okay.
He shot the guy with a flare gun.
I still don't want that.
Number two, he only hit him in the hand.
That was good of him.
And number three, his ammunition was a shotgun shell that he'd stuffed with Rice Krispies.
What's wrong with this guy?
Now, the guy he shot didn't want to press charges, but Timothy was arrested anyway because it violated his probation. And then he fought with the police. So he was also charged with resisting arrest. I am resisting the urge right now to make any kind of serial killer pun.
Yeah.
Resisting the urge to make a serial killer pun. Resisting the urge. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Don't look at me.
What's up?
Nothing.
I'm standing up.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Go away.
Oh, come on, share your accident.
No, please.
That's the serious no.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. That's me. George Ryland's that one.
This one.
You've moved quite a lot around the world.
Yes.
Yeah? And there's something about this that I came across last night that sounds so amazing, like being a fancy drifter. And I reckon this happens.
Drifter.
Yeah. I reckon this happens in Oman with expats more than the 2% in this survey. Now, according to this, just 2% of people say the last time they moved, they just dumped all of their stuff and started from scratch.
What, just didn't take anything?
Didn't take anything. Well, I guess a suitcase. Now, remember, this survey was not done in Oman. 34% of people just did the whole move themselves, and 25% hired movers. Half of people haven't moved in the past decade.
What's the percentage of people that just dump all their stuff at their parents' house? Hiya!
Use the spare room.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, not you again. It's the usual. Where are you going to this time? Frankly, dumping or selling all of your stuff sounds better than the most popular option, which is roping in friends of yours to help you move.
That's because you hate helping people move, isn't it?
Yeah. It is second very closely to dropping somebody at the airport.
Would you rather drop them at the airport than help them move?
I'd rather
drop them at the airport.
You see, that's why I said very closely second.
Do you not like goodbyes, or you just don't want to do the favour?
Just don't want to do the favour.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3,
ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
We were listening last night to another radio station, and the interviewer asked the interviewee about her life growing up. And me and George were riveted to this interview, and we thought we should do something like that. So I went home, and I thought we could do some text and WhatsApp fun. The odd thing that you believed as a child. We've got loads of funny ones as well.
My brother told me something.
Okay.
Most of me knows it's not true, but yeah, there's a little bit of me that will never quite be sure and will always believe it.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a joker. It does run in the family. And he told me when I was really quite small, he's 7 years older than me, so he had the advantage, that Siamese cats, right, evil. And what they would do, what they were sort of bred to do, is to rip apart dogs' heads.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a bit of me that wants to go now. It's Robin, is it true? This is true. Yeah. I can't bear Siamese cats. I can't even look at them to this day.
That's why.
Because they terrify me.
Yeah, but you know, obviously, that's not true.
I wouldn't put money on it, if I'm honest.
Hamid says, all right, guys, I used to believe that kidney beans were real kidneys from small animals.
And still I ate them.
Jihan, I was made to believe that if I ate watermelon and ate the seeds as well, that when I ever drank water, the plant would grow in me. Oh, we've all had that.
Is that parents trying to put kids off fruit?
778, if I swallow a seed when eating fruit tree, it will grow out of my head. That's evil. Lucy, when I pulled faces at my siblings, my mum used to say, no, the wind will change and you'll stay like that. We've all had that one.
Have we got the classic ice cream van one?
Oh, what's the ice cream van one?
When your parents told you that if it made a noise, they were out of ice cream.
Oh, this is good. 383, I always believed that frozen chicken came from the sea and it was a headless creature.
That's amazing.
Judy is listening online. My grandmother had me believing that black and white cows made plain milk, the brown cows made chocolate milk, and the reddish cows made strawberry milk. It wasn't until I brought it up at the dinner table aged 13 did I know it was completely false. 568 says, when I was little, I believed my dad could stop the rain at any second whilst driving down the road. What I didn't notice was that we would shout stop every time we would drive under an underpass.
Gotta love a dad.
And Mustafa, this is great, this is genius, I can't believe this. Mustafa says, all right, guys, the stupid thing I used to believe when I was a kid is I used to believe the letter Z actually came out of my mouth while I slept.
Amazing.
Weekday morning.
Get on up.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's High FM.
If you message somebody and they don't write back, your pride probably keeps you from sending another message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because double texting is pretty needy.
People tend to be one way or the other, though, like me, when you're not going to text again, or you just get a constant stream.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. And it's a constant stream, like, a minute later.
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there?
I hate just question marks. It's so aggressive.
Double texting works. It gets a response.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't make me like you.
The results can apply to any situation at all when you're messaging somebody and you really want to get a response. If somebody doesn't respond to your first text or WhatsApp, you should send them another one exactly 3 hours and 52 minutes later.
Why?
Well, if you do that, it shows that the person is more likely to respond to you than to ignore you. And now, I don't know what kind of response you're going to get. Doesn't say in this. But if you don't send that second message, they're more likely to ignore you, whether they've forgotten or whatever. And even if they don't write back to that second message immediately, your odds of ever hearing from them again are still higher. You've got about a 1 in 3 shot of hearing from them eventually versus a 1 in 500 shot if you hadn't sent the second text.
I'm still mad at them for the first thing, so I don't care. Now, I don't care.
This thing didn't go into whether you should ever send a third text.
Oh, my goodness. You stalker territory at this point.
There is no situation where that is ever a good idea.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Oh, dear.
This time last year, my friends got married.
Oh, wow.
Chris and Ellie.
Okay.
Now, they are now Mr. and Mrs. Bullpit. But during this... No, it gets worse. During the ceremony, she called them the Pit Bulls by mistake.
Right.
Anyway, so this is all coming up on Facebook. You know, your memories.
Yeah.
Remember this time last year, you guys?
Yeah, wow.
So there's a big long post that's been done again with all these pictures of everyone, and the groom has just commented underneath.
Yeah.
Did a picture of me not make the final cut then?
Oh my God.
I saw in any of them.
How's your luck?
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start breeding.
I'm George Ryland. I broke my ankle a while back. I was in a plaster cast. Yeah. That's now been off a week and I can walk.
Well done, you.
Super bleak. Thank you. And today, today I'm going to go and get me a car.
Oh, my God!
Yes! Behind the wheel.
Yes!
So I'm super pleased and hopefully now we can move away from the cast incident. Because something really odd started to happen since I've been walking again. People started to say, oh, you know, do you remember the last time you were in a cast? I've never been in a plaster cast before. And all these people have known me for a few months, like, oh, no, you remember?
What?
I would remember. I definitely would.
Maybe people are getting you mixed up. Or maybe you were in a cast and you actually can't remember because it was so bad and you had such a bad experience.
I'm pretty sure, like, my family would have done.
Well, maybe not.
Oh!
Or maybe everybody's teaming up against you. That's that email that I haven't opened yet. It's good news, everyone!
And that good news!
Yeah!
And that good news!
That's what I got for y'all today.
Question for you, Bats.
Question!
I was led to believe you're quite busy in general. You work long hours. You've got a wife and a five-year-old.
I like to give that impression, yes.
Yeah, you don't sleep very much, always tired.
Always.
Then riddle me this.
Okay.
Why is it...
Yeah.
On Twitter, you are forwarding some kind of keep this animal going thing. What was that all about?
Right. Well, no, what I did, because it's really good, when you do a poll, well, it was a race.
Yeah,
right?
A unicorn and a chicken.
Yes, and an elephant, I think, if I can remember. And what you do is you put a poll up, right?
Yeah.
And you say, you know, vote for the one you think is going to win the race.
Yeah.
But people can't see which one's in the lead if they haven't voted on the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Why? This was great.
No, I understood it all. I just don't know why.
Why? Because I just wanted to.
So what's your end result here?
The unicorn won.
Oh.
Followed by the dog.
Okay.
Dog was second.
Which means...
Elephant came third.
Literally nothing.
And the duck came last.
Aw, it's quite a cute duck.
_Banks for more riveting content on Twitter.
I, for one, was riveted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
79010959 is our WhatsApp digits. Want to send us some stuff, some audio like this from 045.
I can't see you.
No. Who's that?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? No. You could.
Ooh.
You could see us. Don't do that. You freak us out.
Yeah, that poisons me.
Oh, there's another one from 045.
Robin, I didn't know you had a bald spot behind your head.
Do you think it's the guy who's just walked by?
Well, he hasn't seen the top or back of your head.
No, he has, because when he looked in,
yeah.
I turned around. So he might have seen my massive
him, then.
Fryer tuck. That might have been him.
Dude, the muscle.
Who's now gone and is now sending us messages.
Send him one back.
George likes you.
Is this what we're saying to everyone now? George likes you. Great.
Oh! It's not the dude with the muscles. Oh,
okay.
I've just got another message. This is a picture message. And it's a picture of me from last night when we went down to Park Inn.
Okay.
Somebody took a picture.
A bit freaky.
So it's a picture of me. I look all right, actually.
What you like?
But this dude must have been really close last night. And he's just said, couldn't come to say hi as I was with my co-workers. What's he stalking for?
I don't know.
Why is he doing that?
Why does this happen?
I know. We were at the Park Inn yesterday and the iftar there. And we've got some stories about that.
We were okay, though, because we were safe. We were with Uncle Nuno. Nuno's not here now. Frightened.
Yeah, this is weird. So this is 045. I'm calling back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dude, why are you sending me photos of me?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many photos do you have of Robin?
Yeah.
Just out of interest.
Have you laminated them?
No, not yet.
That's okay.
Oh, God. Dude, just because you were with your co-workers, doesn't mean to say you couldn't have come over and said hello.
Are you embarrassed? I'm not embarrassed.
Were you embarrassed?
You do embarrassed.
It was a bit difficult to do anything with my co-workers.
Were you one of those guys, you obviously were, that was to our left, and you were having your picture taken. You all lined up against the wall. Yeah, right. There's actually a funny story about that.
Yeah, there is.
About you guys all lined up against the wall.
Ooh,
That was a big embarrassment, as most of us had left already.
However, the timing of that was just brilliant. and that's coming up.
The elevators.
How long were you watching us for?
I was there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Dude, and you never came over to say hello?
I couldn't.
You couldn't. Shush, you couldn't.
My boss is there.
Yeah, right. Doesn't matter. You could breeze over and say, how's it going? You all right? But you didn't. So thanks for that. Yeah. Don't blame your boss. It was you. Stop blaming other people. It's all you. I'm hurt. Are you hurt?
I'm just freaked out.
I'm desolate now. All right, catch you later. Goodbye. Come and say hello next time. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
How's your physio going? George is at the back of the studio. Well, now she's at the front. She's come up to the mic.
So I can do that on my spreadsheet that I made. I've done my exercises for the first time today. Another four to go.
Hang on, let's have a look at your spreadsheet. George is so organised.
I've done is I've done my own spreadsheet on Excel.
Yeah.
And it's a bit battered, the paper now. So these are the 1, 2, 3, 5 exercises that I do. And I crossed them off, so I've done 5 times a day. Because otherwise you get to the afternoon.
And you forget.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you can end up doing 3 or 6.
And that's not good.
It's not good. Here we go. Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Mowlid's dad has also invited us to an iftar.
I thought that was the same one as the one that Baz was invited
yes,
to.
Yes, I think it is.
One,
yeah, it is the same one.
I can't eat much more, I'm going to explode!
So,
actually, do you know what? I put the photo on our Instagram, High FM Radio, of us at the iftar at the Horvath's Grand. Someone literally commented on it. You guys are out every night, you're going to get really fat.
We have to do something about this because it's taking it out of me.
Problem is, like, if I went out just for a meal, I could order a salad, but I am powerless in the face of a buffet.
We can't do that.
I'm just going to have one plate. Yeah. The size of the plate as well.
It's just ridiculous, wasn't it?
It's lovely, though.
And, of course, everybody's saying, I have some more.
Yeah.
Have you tried this? You got to try this. And they go and they get it and they put it on your plate.
Yeah.
you are. You're all right, then. And you know it when you eat it. You just know.
You know that you're basically beaching yourself
like
a whale.
Yeah, you are, completely. If you'd like us to come to your iftar, do get in touch.
We're a joy.
We're walking like this. Ooh, no. Where do we sit? Table for 7, please. Well, there's only 2 of you.
Yeah.
I know. Turn the
speakers up. Hi. This summer, George Clooney stars in The Man Who Got No Sleep. He went from being a Hollywood jet-setting, handsome leading man to the father of twins. Don't miss the 3 a.m. feedings, the crying, the dirty nappies, the bags under the eyes, and more crying. The man who got no sleep, now playing at all hours of the day and night.
I've got some audio that I want you to listen to.
I'm ready.
Somebody got hold of a raw version of Britney Spears' Toxic.
I've heard this.
Have you heard this? Yeah. Have you actually heard it?
Yeah, it made me want to cry. But then I thought, I can sing as well as she can.
Well, can you? Because really surprised me.
No, the bit in the middle is where it gets a bit dire.
So this is a raw version of Britney Spears' Toxic without auto-tune. And if you're a Britney hater, I've got bad news for you, because I really think it's not that terrible. All right, this is it here. Yeah?
Starts all right.
I think it's great. This is brilliant.
Would we say brilliant?
Yeah.
Would we?
I mean, nobody's going to mistake her for Christina Aguilera, but it's far from the train wreck that I was expecting. Or hoping that it was going to be.
Yeah, I was sure it would be a lot worse.
This is all right. That is the raw version. It just doesn't sound right. There's something about it. It's like, oh, it just doesn't sound right. But that's because we're used to the proper version, which we're going to play now. Obviously, got to, right? You're as good as this? Really?
How dare you? How dare you?
You're the one that brought it up. Baby, can't you
see? Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM.
Turn it up!
What's up with you? Why have you got a big smile on your face?
Because you just...
What have I done?
Put the world to rights once more.
Yeah, it's true.
Amazing.
Well, we can talk about that on the radio if you want.
I'm good for the minute.
We were out last night and we went again.
Yeah.
And we were at the Chedi and...
This is leading up to my apology for what I did last night, or what I didn't do last night.
Well, no. Well, I don't have an apology.
I do.
To make.
To you.
But I kind of do to that table when we were leaving, who thought that... You know what I'm talking about?
So I got up and left the table.
Yeah.
And you know when you think someone's following you and then you turn around? So I turned around and Robin wasn't directly behind me. And the table next to us were just looking at him, kind of like open mouthed with horror.
And I went, oh, I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry. I heard you say something that somebody was over there. And I went, where? And I think the way it came out sounded and maybe looked like I'd sneezed across the table.
Got up, sneezed on the next door table,
which I didn't. And then I said to them, oh, I'm really sorry. Was that really loud? Which then compounded it because they thought that I'd sneezed all over their lovely table of four.
Oh, we shouldn't leave the houses ever.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I've got something for you.
Is it a present?
Kind of.
Right.
It's a new app that I thought would be perfect for you.
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay.
It's called Witty Thumbs.
Okay.
And it's here to help you outsource what's going on in your mind. So what you can do is you can upload a screenshot of your WhatsApp or your text messaging chat with someone.
Right.
And other people will weigh in on what they think the other person was actually saying.
All right, so say if you got a message from someone you liked and then
exactly.
You're like, what did they say, no?
Exactly.
Yeah, see, so, I don't want to do that because...
Why? This is perfect for you. I saw this and I thought, George Ryland.
Right, if things were going well enough to have other people look at them...
Yeah.
Would I be in my current situation?
I don't know. I mean, if people are sending you messages, maybe you're thinking about it the wrong way. But mind you, a no pretty much means that, doesn't it?
Oh, that was a bit harsh. Now you've upset me now.
Witty Thumbs is completely free to use.
Well, it should be. It sounds horrendous.
But if you want some hardcore help, you can pay about 12 reals to have one of their dating experts give you advice.
Oh, and this is just a dating app?
It's not exactly a dating app.
Oh, there's not much I can say about it, is there? No.
People do overthink every message that you get from someone, don't you? Try and figure out the hidden meanings inside those messages.
No.
Why do they wait 2 hours to write back?
Or, how do I get rid of this dude?
Love can make you vomit.
Hello?
That was quick. Were you waiting for our call?
No, I wasn't. I'm just actually testing the phone. I was trying to...
Yeah, right.
On my phone.
Yeah, right.
Boring!
So, we went to the park-in last night, and...
Yeah?
Yeah, you know it.
What happened?
What happened? Let's see now. Myself and George walk in just after 7 o'clock, and we came round, and...
Yeah.
And who did we see?
The first person, and he must be stalking us.
What's his name?
Boring Maris!
Boring Maris!
Boring!
So, dude, you just happened to have been there last night.
Yes, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going tonight.
But you didn't book last night, and we'd said about it on the radio.
Yeah.
No, I did go check with your Uncle Nuno or whatever. You'll find the list, and you'll find my name over there.
No. Uncle Nuno said you didn't book.
Yeah, Uncle Nuno, because I...
No, let's not.
All right, that's family you're talking about. You watch yourself.
Dude, we had a lovely time last night, it was really nice hanging out with you as well.
And I got my own massive salad. Did
oh, my
see
God.
It?
Did you see George's salad?
My wife said,
like,
"Oh, she's got a nice salad.
She's got a nice salad. Hello.
Look at the salad on that."
Uncle Nuno from the park inn did that especially because.
Well, I've got his card now. I've got his business card.
So you're going to be stalking Uncle Nuno? Did you just say you haven't? I mean, dude, we don't need it. Uncle Nuno's family.
I've got his number.
Yeah. George Elton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what, George? Who George is? I mean, Skylar considers you part of him, Robin's family. She said, yeah, we'll be Robin and George, his wife and his daughter.
Aww. That's lovely.
She's not.
I am not related to that man.
Listen, the funniest bit about the iftar last night, right, which you don't know about, is yesterday on the show, we said to Uncle Nuno, can you sort out a table of eligible young men for George? And Uncle Nuno said,
I just wanted the one, but it's nice to be able to pick.
Yeah. So, myself and George, we went out for some fresh air. Mid-iftar last night.
Yeah.
And we came back in, and do you remember all those dudes that were standing up against the wall? Yeah. Right? I swear, Boring Maris, the look of horror on George's face, right?
Yeah.
She went, oh my God, have you sorted? Oh no, tell me no.
Robin started immediately filming, so I was like, oh no, this is actually happening. Now there's a parade for me, and I'm going to have to pick one. And I threatened to kill Robin. If you've done this, I'll kill you.
Those are one of my customers, actually.
Are they really? Oh, hello. There were some eligible young men, and there were some not so young men there, I saw. George is like, oh, no.
I was so scared.
There wasn't any eligible.
Yeah. I didn't
want to
be rude.
I'll have them all.
Get the van, boys.
Boring Maris, lovely seeing you again last night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, dude.
Boring.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
George, there's somebody outside, and he looks like he's about to message us.
Or he's sending a picture of us to someone else, going, ah, look at these freaks.
No, he hasn't taken a picture. He's literally just walked up, waved at me, and now he's on his phone.
You know you were saying earlier about smirking. That's smirking.
He's just WhatsApped. I am the coffee man.
Coffee man.
Hello, coffee man.
Don't understand.
That's it. And now he's walked off.
What? Dude.
Says I am the coffee man.
I am the walrus.
And now he's gone. Okay. That was random. Wasn't that just
He's super happy coffee man.
Yeah, he's delighted, isn't he?
I am a crazy magnet. I'm going to take the blame for that one.
What shall I write back to him?
George really likes you.
you're the worst.
So, George, who did you like from the lineup? Maybe it was me.
That's the guys from last night. He did a lineup of single men, hopefully.
I'm just going to go with I didn't have my glasses on. I literally only wear them in the radio station. I can't see very much apart from that. So,
you know that she's lying, right?
I'm not lying about that. I genuinely can't see very much when I go out. But
you could see them, though.
I would say I have a very particular type.
Breathing.
That's just rude. No.
Alive.
The particular type is the one that doesn't like me. In the morning, we gonna
do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi, FM. Oman.
It's Hi FM's Robin Banks.
Hello.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
You got electrocuted last night, went to bed late.
Yeah, well, don't just put it like that. People have just tuned in.
It's the bottom line.
I nearly died. I mean, no, don't look at me like that. It's water and electricity.
You are at the radio station today, though.
Yeah, I am, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You're okay.
But what could have happened?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff that could have happened to say, but it didn't.
But it didn't happen, which is what my landlord said.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He actually texted me and he went, relax. I'm like, dude, my house is electrified.
I, on the other hand, I went to bed quite early because I had a few phone calls to make some people back in the UK, and started off with my mate Kirsty. Do you feel older now, George? Do you feel old?
Oh.
No, I felt all right. And then my mum, she went, oh, you look a bit worn.
Oh, great.
I lose myself in Netflix, and I started to watch Stranger Things. Have you ever seen it?
No, it keeps popping up on my Netflix, but I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It had the same effect as The Purge. So I tried to go to sleep. All I could hear were basically monsters. The monsters in my room.
Oh, us too. Listen, if you're listening, me and George, we should get a place together, and you listening should come with us and just live with us.
Yeah, relaxing.
It would be very relaxing for you if you need to be relaxed. Let's all get a place, shall we?
Banks. All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
Ramadan Kareem. Nice. Have you been working on that?
No, I haven't actually.
Have.
Just now, I just felt pressured, so I had to get it right. Ramadan.
There we go.
Ramadan Kareem.
Once is enough. You've made your point. Top 10 inventions.
Of all time? I've got them in front of me here.
Which one sticks out to you?
The one that actually sticks out for me, and I think should be higher, is the one that went straight in at number 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've got the biggies on here, like the internet.
Yeah.
Pretty life-changing for the world.
Absolutely. And number one, of course.
Yes.
The wheel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also the fridge. I mean, that's revolutionised how we can eat.
Modern sewage systems.
Yep.
The plough.
Yep. Penicillin.
Yeah.
Life-saving, obviously.
Armour at number 7.
The clock.
Yeah.
Or clocks like we have in the studio here. Lots of different times.
Yeah, complete different times on them.
And for me, the most important
is number 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just fits in so well with all these other inventions.
There was a couple of people there that went, hang on, it's got to be this. In fact, me and you were in this.
We had a huge part in this.
And we swayed this survey of the top 10 inventions of all time. The wheel's fine.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
But we say the number 10 item should be at number one.
Yes.
And that number 10 item is
the teabag.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you know how the teabag was invented? Remember this?
Because you told me.
Yeah.
Now, it was a sample that was sent by a salesperson. They didn't realise that it was just the carrier bag, as it were.
Yeah, for the loose tea.
So they put it in their mug like that.
Yeah. So it happened in 1908 by mistake. Samples of tea in little silk pouches, and people, like George said, assumed that you were supposed to dip them in hot water. Bang. Best invention of all time.
Sorry, I drifted off.
Hello? Is there anybody still there? Hello?
Robin Banks.
Got to this bit about dog lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What excites your dog?
What excites your dog?
I'm confused by this already.
If you want to have photos of what excites your dog, even when you're not there. Okay, so we're taking photos of everything nowadays. Everybody's taking photos. You listening, you've probably got 1,000 photos on your phone right now. And
10 each of the same selfie.
The majority of which you'll probably never, ever look at.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not enough. We need our pets now to get in on the action. And Nikon has come up with a new dog collar that monitors your dog's pulse.
Oh, I get it now.
And then uses Bluetooth to connect to a camera that's strapped to its chest, pointing out the front.
Right.
And takes pictures anytime its heart rate goes up.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes. So then you know what it is that your dog really loves.
Yeah, oh, exactly. They're calling it heartography. It's still in development, and it's not really clear how much it'll cost, or even if you're going to be able to buy it or not. apparently they made an ad just to float the idea and see if you're interested, and it's getting thousands of hits online. Now, if you're picturing a tiny camera like a GoPro, you're probably giving them a little bit too much credit. The case fits a regular camera, which just hangs off your dog's chest. So it might be a little bit too heavy for smaller dogs.
Aren't you just going to get pictures of the floor around what excites your dog?
And also the other thing that you see a lot of dogs doing. You're going to get pictures of other dogs' butts.
No, no.
But whatever turns you on or disgusts you, I'm just relaying the info to you here.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.